Bor Town resident Kon John says security officers came to his home Monday night and arrested his wife, Viara Yuen Mabur, and took her to a police detention facility. He says Mabur has yet to be arraigned in court.
The case was settled by the community on Saturday, and the community had ordered my wife to at least tell the media that the case between her and Ajang Ayuen is over, which she did. And day before yesterday, my wife was arrested. She was issued the arrest warrant at 6:30, and I was there. I went through the arrest warrant, and at 6:30 we came to the police station. So since then, it is now the third day. My wife has been in the prison, and as I speak to you, she's in the jail.
John says he is concerned about his wife's health after spending 3 days in a dilapidated detention center. John says the police violated his wife's constitutional rights by refusing to grant her bail and detaining her for more than 24 hours without producing her in court. He says he worries the general who filed a case of defamation might use his rank to influence the judicial system. Jonglei State Police spokesperson Major Majak Daniel Tuor says Mabur was rearrested for allegedly defaming the head of Joint Operation Force, Brigadier General Ajang Ayuen. Tuor says Mabur is being questioned and will be arraigned in a court of law to answer charges against her, but admits her arraignment was delayed and she has not been granted bail because police must first follow investigation procedures.
Ajang Ayuen was arrested and the charges were laid on defamation to the commander of the operational forces pending investigation. And the investigation started yesterday. If today is finalized, then the investigation file will be forwarded to the public attorneys to go and assess and analyze whether there is a case for hearing or not.
The head of the Joint Operation Force, Brigadier General Ajang Ayuen, says he brought charges against Yar Ayuen Mabur because she defamed him.
Yar went live on Facebook and talked against me. I saw that she was tarnishing my image, so I filed a court case against her. I cannot allow her to continue talking about me in the media.
On Monday, Mabur said police arrested her last week and forced her to strip, after security forces accused her of wearing indecent clothing. Mabur says she was on her way to market when security forces accused her of wearing suggestive clothing and arrested her. Rachel Adau, a women's rights activist with the Women Empowerment Center, South Sudan, says police have infringed on Mabur's rights.
The young situation is becoming worse because they are pressuring her physically, emotionally. You know, she's not attending to her work and her family and the way it is being told. Transporting everybody. So she's a human being and all the human rights are women rights. Someone must be held accountable. And that thing, yeah, to be whoever is wrong, to be brought to book because that is misusing his powers.
In a recent week, some Bo Town residents have complained that security operatives have verbally reprimanded women and in some cases, wived women and arrested them for infractions such as wearing short skirts or tight dresses. Jonglei Deputy Governor Antipas Nyok Kucha says state officials ordered security forces to crack down on gangs to curb criminal activity in Bo. Kucha says women and girls who dress indecently and identify with the youth gangs are also arrested.
The entire Bor town was overtaken by the niggers, whether girls or boys, terrorizing the civil population in the town. So when we said as a government and design a mechanism how to curb out and combat the issue of niggerism in the town. The case of that lady you talk about, she was found dressing indecently in the market.
Jonglei Governor Dine Jok Chagur, who is visiting Washington, told VOA he ordered security operatives to stop the practice. He said he did not order the crackdown. The arrest of women in Bor because of the clothes they wear has sparked debate on social media. Some residents and activists argue the arrests are a clear violation of freedom of expression under international human rights law. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.